Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was a bad call to let our buddy T.J. Ward go, but good for him because he went to Denver and he won a Super Bowl, and he's with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. T.J., how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We're doing good, man. We enjoyed when you were here in Cleveland. You were on with us a number of times. I don't know if you remember back in the day, but
Yeah,
how could you? Absolutely. And you go from the Browns, and then you go to Denver, and you win a Super Bowl with Peyton Manning. And what was that like? What was that like, getting that ring?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, it was a lot of hard work paying off, you know, a lifelong dream. And, you know, did it with a group of guys that I truly love, man. And it was a great experience, man, my best football experience for sure. And definitely a blessing, man. It's a blessing.
By the way, TJ, before we get to even more football, I got to give you kudos, man. You were the only person in America that predicted that the Denver Nuggets were going to win last night. You had that before the game, and you nailed it. They killed them.
Man, you know what? I've been watching them guys play these, you know, past series and a little bit during the regular season, but, man, they're fearless. And when the big moment shows up, either Joke or Murray's going, you know, take off, and they did, and that's what I expected. I didn't see the Clippers finishing that series off the way they had been playing. They just looked lifeless. They almost looked like they didn't care to be out there, so I knew they weren't going to close this series up.
TJ, let's go back a little bit to your time in Cleveland. You were drafted. You were a second-round pick out of Oregon. Spent 2010 to 2013 here. What was that time like for you? Obviously, you know, not a lot of winning, of course. You won when you got to Denver. But what was it like being a Cleveland Brown?
You know, it was honestly great. It was my first pro experience. Being drafted second round was an honor. And coming into Cleveland, you know, my eyes were, you know, pretty wide open. I didn't know what to expect, especially from the NFL. But, you know, the city welcomed me with open arms. They treated me like a native there. And, you know, I always loved and respected the fans for that. But, you know, I had a lot of fun in Cleveland. I did have a lot of fun. Even though we didn't win much, I was still young, and I was just taking it all in. So I still had a good time until, you know, I really got tired of losing. And then I started saying some things. But you know, I just was getting to the point where learning the yearly and the weekly and the daily struggles of the NFL and trying to put a win together and how much it takes out of you not to get that win at the end of the day. But other than that, I had a great experience.
You were here four seasons, and you had three different head coaches, right? You had Mangini, Shermer, and Chudzinski, right?
Yes, sir.
How tough is that, man? You know, going from – I mean, you're in the same city, you're in the same team, but you have to learn all these new systems, different coaches, trying to develop culture – and change, and then it just flips. How as a player, how tough is that on you?
It's really tough. It's really tough, and it's coming in with Coach Ryan was our coordinator with Mangini. You know, he loved me. I loved him. He was a great guy to play for, very fly coach to play for. And I was just picking up his defense like midway through the season. So, you know, it was a hard defense to learn. But I was starting to pick it up midway to the end of the season, and to find out that we were going to have another defense the following year was a little frustrating. And then it was a whole nother style of defense. We went from a 3-4 to a 4-3. So now I'm almost playing – I'm playing strong safety still, but it's a different type of strong safety. And then 2 years later, we get another coach, which I was actually excited for when Chud came in. And we had Coach Horton, yeah. Ray Horton that year as a D coordinator. And I loved his game. He utilized me very well to the best of my abilities. I had my best season that year. And you know, I thought we were going somewhere with the culture of the team, the respect we had for Coach, the guys that we were building in the locker room, the camaraderie. We had a lot of talent on top of that. And then to see that, you know, dispersed at the end of the season was really exciting.
We're talking with former Brown safety T.J. Ward. T.J., opening day 2012, there's a giant flag on the field, and Brandon Whedon gets caught under it. What were you thinking when Brandon Whedon got caught under the flag?
He's going to have a hell of a game.
All right, now.
He's going to have a hell of a game.
Yeah. Now, this is.
Or it's going to be the exact opposite.
Oh, man. And now, this is the most important.
How did that turn out?
That game did not turn out well. I think he threw like four picks.
Four picks, yeah.
Yeah, not good. And then, but here's the key question here, TJ. Do you believe, because this came up, but we don't know for sure, it's never been proven, do you believe Peyton Hillis was actually a secret agent? Is that possible?
A secret agent for who?
I don't know. There was like when he was playing here, at one point there was we were calling him secret
report,
agent Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, there was he wanted to be in the CIA or something.
I think he got married in the middle of the season, took a break.
Right.
Who knows
that
what happened?
Right. That is true. He did want to be in the CIA after football, but I don't believe. No way was he a secret agent while he was playing. Man, he was too good. He had to focus on the game.
That's right.
That dude, I believe it was my rookie year.
Yeah.
Had an amazing year. It was the cover of Madden. He was running everybody over.
Yeah.
We're talking with TJ Ward, former Browns safety. TJ, all right, you know, since you left, not much has changed. The Browns have continued to struggle. They had a 1-15 season there, an 0-16. But then they get Baker Mayfield. And in his rookie year, when he went in there, he looked good. The second half of that year, and there was a lot of expectations. And the Browns fell on their face last year, went 6-10, and got off to a bad start this year, getting crushed by the Ravens. The Ravens, obviously, great team, but they got crushed. When you look at Baker Mayfield, are you a believer? Should fans here be a believer that Baker is the answer?
I mean, I don't think he's had the stability. I wouldn't say I'm a believer or a disbeliever. I just want to see him go out there and produce, you know. But it's tough, you know. He's on his third coordinator, second coordinator.
Third, I think.
Years.
Third, yep.
Third, yeah. So I mean, it's tough. You're the head. You're the quarterback. This is a whole different animal, you know. You're controlling everything, and everything goes and comes from you. So, I mean, going through a couple of different systems can be confusing, frustrating. Having different weapons, different old lines, man. You just gotta have some stability, man. You gotta give that guy some stability. And some guys that are around him consistently. And I think he'll be all right. Give him some time. It's only been one game. The Ravens are pretty good. I mean, they did have the MVP.
Yeah.
So just give him some time. I think the team will grow. They're still young. Really young, actually. So just give him some time, man. Give him some time. Not yet. Right. Don't pull the chair up out from under him yet.
All right, you got it.
Yeah, T.J. Ward's with us, former Browns defensive back, Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos. T.J., when you look at this game Thursday night, the Browns are going to be hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow, the GOAT from LSU, rookie quarterbacks coming to town to play Baker Mayfield. What do you think about this matchup? And if the Browns don't win this game against a rookie, I'm telling you, T.J., fans are going to want to pull that plug on Baker Mayfield here pretty quick.
Yeah. I say let it fly, man. Let Baker go out there and let that thing go, man. He has some great weapons, Odell, Jarvis, and Chubb, you know. Let him utilize all his weapons. Just let him let it fly. That's what I say. Don't hold anything back because you're going against a rookie quarterback who is very, very good, but he's still a rookie. They're a young team. they weren't that good last year. So, I mean, let it all go. Why not? Why be conservative? Why hold anything back? You're the better team. You should believe that. And if you don't, then you should lose. But let that thing go. That's what I say.
TJ, when you as a player, when you're playing on defense against a rookie, and I know you're in the secondaries, it's not to say, you know, you're not rushing the passer on a regular basis sometimes, but is there like, yeah, hey, this guy's a rookie, we got to do, you know, are you more likely to be aggressive as a defense, to be creative when you're playing against a rookie, to really try to shake him up?
No, because he's going to be confused by the bases unless he's, you know, really developed and a very smart player. But you don't have to do too much. But you know that they're probably not going to do too much, so you can disguise or act like you're doing a lot of movement, but you're not doing anything. You're just sitting in that same area, and that's enough confusion, but you're running bases.
We're talking with TJ Ward, former Brown safety. TJ, Thursday night football, Dustin mentioned it, the game is of course, Thursday night. When you play Thursday, and it's early in the season, but playing Thursday night football, how tough is that, especially when you have to do it later in the season? Recovering such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a lot better having that Thursday night game earlier in the season. Once you start, you know, playing games, especially in the AFC North, which is a bang-bang division, you know, that rest and that recovery becomes a lot harder. But I never really liked Thursday night games. But when we first started doing them, it was actually the only time we got on national television while I was there. So, I really embraced it, but later in my career, I was like, I'd rather these games be on Sunday or Monday.
TJ Ward's with us. TJ, you haven't played this season, of course. No fans in the stands for some of these games. The Browns played the Ravens on Sunday. There was no fans. They piping in the crowd noise. Kind of weird, kind of different. How would you have liked that, or how would you have dealt with that if you were playing right now?
I probably would say that it wouldn't affect me, but it would. I mean, it's just, you know, that adrenaline you get from the crowd and from, you know, all the cameras and the full event of a NFL football game. You know, you can't mimic that anywhere, and you can't mimic that emotion that you get from that type of environment. But at the same time, with nobody there, and I mean, it's like practice. So, I mean, you can derive your own, you know, emotions and I guess I'm doubling here, aggression from your team, but it's hard to get that extra kick,
yeah,
with nobody there, yeah, especially being home and away. Defensively, you know, we feed off our crowd, especially in those tough situations, crunch time,
no question,
third, fourth and short, red zone, those type of things. So the offense definitely have the advantage on the road.
TJ, you played with Peyton Manning. You played against some of the all-time greats and Drew Brees and Tom Brady and, you know, some of these other quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and such. What is it about those guys that makes them so special? And certainly your knowledge of you know, dealing with Peyton, because you play with a lot of different quarterbacks in Cleveland that didn't have success. Then all of a sudden you go to Denver and you play with one of the greats of all time. What separates those guys?
Well, when I first got to Denver, the first team meeting we had, all the coaches spoke, and then Peyton spoke last. So I knew there was a certain different type of caliber of player and respect that he had from everyone in the building to be the last one to speak, you know, to the team. And, you know, his accomplishments speak for themselves. And just the day-to-day around the building, he's a teammate, you know, he jokes, kids, plays games, you know, with everyone else. It's really cool. So I'd say professionally, the way he goes about his business on a daily basis is something I rarely seen.
TJ, what do you miss most about not being in the locker room right now?
Just joking with the guys. Really, yeah. Joking with the guys, kick back, and shoot. I was telling my ex-teammate, Jordan Norwood, actually, we were just talking, he ex-Brown too. I was like, man, I was just realizing I can't get mad at somebody and just hurt them right now. Like, that's a crime. On the field, you can get mad at somebody and really just try to, you know, inflict pain. But Now you just got to walk away.
It's funny that you bring up Norwood, because I remember, you know, back in the day when he was a rookie, and I remember him coming in studio.
He looked like he was 12.
He looked like he was 12 years old. You remember that? I mean, he probably still looks like that, but he's a young-looking guy.
Yeah, great player, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
And he went with, did you play with him in Denver, too? Was that the timeline
work
out?
Yeah, he was on the football team, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, TJ Ward trivia. Who did you get your first NFL pick against?
My first NFL pick was against the Jaguars.
Do you remember the quarterback?
And the quarterback was, I can't remember the quarterback.
David Garrard.
Garrard, yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah, I think you had two picks that day. Didn't you have two picks?
Actually.
Nice. That's a sweet day.
Yeah, it's a nice day. It would have been better if we won.
I think a lot of good Browns players have said that, TJ. I made some big plays, but it would have been better if we won. It's unfortunately been the case, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately. But I pray things turn around for the city and for the team. And good luck this season.
TJ, we appreciate it, man. Come back on with us, man, all right?
Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.